Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Donald Perkins will unveil details about the Mark of the Beast. April is anniversary month at Watchmen on the Wall. 91 years ago, Southwest Radio Ministries was founded. April 1933, our founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, declared for the first time that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. All this month, we have special programs planned, brand new resources to debut, and a new mission outreach that you can be a part of. Would you give a gift in honor of our anniversary? This ministry remains on the air because of your prayers and financial support. You can give by visiting our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. Or you can give your gift by calling 1-800-652-1144. Thank you, my friends, for your gifts and support of Watchmen on the Wall. Make sure you receive our brand new monthly catalog, Timely Tools. Timely Tools highlights the latest resources from your friends here at Watchmen on the Wall. Each month, this beautiful catalog is delivered to you, full of the latest books, DVDs, and other timely resources designed to inform you and encourage your faith. Timely Tools is a free way to stay up to date on all the latest DVDs and books by your favorite speakers and teachers. Get your copy of Timely Tools by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And now, let's join today's special speaker, Evangelist Donald Perkins.
Our saints, I greet you again in the wonderful name of our Savior Jesus Christ, and truly it's a privilege always to step before His people. I never take for granted the opportunity. The Mark of the Beast, this is one of those messages that a lot of people like and some people don't like, but it's a message that is very much needed in the body of Christ because people, they literally misunderstand this particular teaching. And again, there's a lot of weird stuff out there, which I'm going to also deal with some of that. But again, I'm a topical teacher, so I'm going to give you a number of topics we're going to look at. Some we're going to hit pretty fast, but I'm going to give you a number of topics. First of all, I'm going to define what is the mark of the beast. In defining it, I'm also going to show you what is not the mark of the beast, all right? Then we'll look at how will the mark come into use and how long will it be enforced? And this is key to understand the mark of the beast because there are some weird teachings today about the mark. And you need to understand what's going to happen. Now, we'll also look at who will receive the mark and why. The Bible's going to give us answers to this. Then we'll look at conditioning today's society to receive the mark of the beast. And what I'm going to do here, I'm going to look at a number of things showing how society is being conditioned to receive a mark. And again, I've been tracking things. I'm going to show you what I've been tracking for years. Back in the early 90s, I'm going to bring it from the early 90s all the way up to the 2000s. And we're going to see how the culture has been conditioned to receive a mark. And we'll see. Then we'll look at what happens to those who take the mark of the beast. The scripture is quite clear. God does not hide what he's going to do to those who take that mark. And then last, we'll look at a warning to the world regarding the mark of the beast. So we're going to see some amazing things here. So first of all, I'm going to start off by showing you what is not the mark of the beast. So look at the screen. This is not the mark of the beast. You get driver's license, to have 666. Don't take it back to your Department of Motor Vehicle. A lot of people do that. Matter of fact, I was preaching. One man heard my message. In one of the conferences, I think it was last year, he actually brought me his old 666 license plate, which I said, I thank you, and it's in my office now. You're looking at a preacher who would love to have a mark, a 666 license plate. I would preach the gospel all over the country. All right, I'm going to show you this. We are 666 paranoid. And the way you know that is when you go to the grocery store and your change come back $6.66, what do you do? You say, well, give me some Juicy Fruit. Give me some Rolaids. I got to get off that number. We are 666 paranoid. And I got to tell you something, we should not be 666 paranoid. As a Christian, as a born-again believer in the church, you do not have to fear the mark of the beast at all. You're looking at a receipt here. My wife went to Michael's Art and Craft Store, and the lady said, ma'am, you want to buy something else? She was in a panic. And my wife said, no. So I'm going to show you why. Look at this. This was a change, $6.66. But she was married to a prophecy guy, so she understood. And I say this, whenever 666 falls on you, use it as an opportunity to preach the gospel. Explain to them what it is. You know, no, I'm not afraid of them. Let me explain to you about it. And it's a great opportunity to witness. So my wife took advantage of it. And again, a lot of people are afraid. Now, here's another one I want to give you. This is not the mark of the beast. The Sabbath and the mark of the beast. Now, this actually came from the Seventh-day Adventists. And again, I'm going to just read it, and then I'll explain as we go forward. This is from their Sabbath truth. It says, do people who worship on Sunday as a holy day have the mark of the beast? Their answer is no, no, no one will have the mark of the beast. Listen at this, until Sunday worship becomes an issue forced by law. At that time, just ahead, those who decide to follow the false teaching of the beast or the Antichrist and worship on Sunday, the beast's counterfeit holy day, will receive the mark of the beast. I was shocked to find out that Seventh-day Adventists actually taught this. So they teach that, I guess, during the tribulation, Sunday worship will be taking the mark of the beast. Well, you know something we're going to see? Sunday worship has nothing at all to do with the mark of the beast. There's a lot of foolish and false teachings out there. Sunday worship is not the mark of the beast in the future. Again, this was presented by them. Here's another thing that's not the mark of the beast. The vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine. I got a question. Brother Perkins, is this the mark of the beast? Absolutely not. Now, do I believe that it could be a conditioning of the culture and society? Absolutely. But this is not the mark of the beast. And a lot of people have freaked out about it. I didn't take the vaccine. And if you did, that's your prerogative. But I didn't. But I knew personally that it was not the mark of the beast. I had one guy told me, he said, I took the mark of the beast, Brother Perkins, but I would not let them put it, not the mark of the beast, I'm sorry. He said, I took the vaccine, but I would not let them put it in my right arm. I let them put it in my left arm. He didn't want the mark of the beast. I said, no, sir, that's not the mark of the beast. That is not the mark of the beast. Now, I want to show you where we are. We're currently in what's called the church year. This is where we are now. The next major event on God's prophetic calendar will be that event called the rapture of the church. And this is what I'm looking forward to. But we're going to see here, there's a season called the time of great tribulation. And during the time of great tribulation is where the Antichrist will institute the mark of the beast. We are currently in the church age. We do not have to worry about the mark of the beast, even though you see technology that will aid Antichrist during that time. We do not need to be paranoid about the mark of the beast. There are a lot of preachers and people that will not go on the internet because they think it's the mark of the beast. We're going to help you tonight. Now, what is the mark of the beast? I'm going to give you a simple definition. The mark of the beast will be a physical mark given to all who have surrendered their life to Antichrist. This will take place during the time of great tribulation. Men and women will not be able to buy or sell unless they have this unique mark. The Antichrist will institute his economic system that will be tied to the mark of the beast. He'll be able to track your buying and selling habits. And again, we're going to see that going forward. Now, I want to give you the text. It's found in the book of Revelation. We're going to look here at chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. John wrote this, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save or but he that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666 or 666. When John received this revelation from Jesus, there was no way in his day that prophecy could come to pass. But saints, we're living in a time today where this prophecy can literally come to pass. And again, we're going to see that going forward. I do believe that technology will be a part of this, no doubt about it. Amazing, too, in verse 16, it says that the mark will be received in the right hand or the forehead. The right hand is always a hand of covenant. I would challenge you, get your strong concordance and look up right hand and just read all of the texts and scriptures associated with right hand. The right hand is always the blessed side. It's always where the covenants were passed. They laid hands on the right hand. I mean, it's always about the right hand. Jesus, the sheep nation's on the right hand, the goat nation's on the left hand. It's something about the right hand, the hand of covenant. Everything that is sacred to God, the devil is a counterfeit. And again, we're going to see things going forward. I want to quote a few scholars here. This is from the book Exploring Bible Prophecy, from Genesis to Revelation, Dr. Ed Hines and Dr. Tim LaHaye. Listen to what they said. The second beast, or the false prophet, will cause all men of all social stations in life to have the mark of the beast on their right hand or forehead. This technology is already available today, and by this mark, the second beast or false prophet will control the population of the world. No one will be able to survive economically without this mark. The mark in the Greek is the term karagma, which means a tattoo, must show either the name of the first beast or the number of his name, which is 603 or 666. The reference to wisdom in verse 18 means the tribulation saints will understand what is happening when they see this mark and the number required of all people on earth. Again, Antichrist will institute this mark. And again, if you want to do any transacting during that time, you'll have to do it. Quoting here from the book, The End Times, it says in reference to control over all financial transactions, according to the Bible, the Antichrist will require every person on earth to receive a mark on their right hand or forehead. Without this mark, they won't be able to buy or sell anything. Think about it. Think about that for a minute. Everyone in the entire world will be required to receive the mark, and without it, they won't be able to buy or sell anything, Rolex, gum, anything. Clearly, this passage says that the Antichrist will control all financial transactions in the world. This means that black markets will no longer exist, and we're not at that point today. After all, drug dealers and terrorist organizations routinely hide their financial transaction from government authorities. Now, during the time of tribulation, that won't be the case. Everything will be tied to Antichrist's system. And I believe what's happening today, I mean, things are being set up right now. And when Antichrist comes on the scene, it's going to be like a turnkey situation. Everything will already be in place when he takes full control. And again, we're going to see that going forward. I want to quote one last scholar. This is from the late Dr. Jack Van Impe. He said, as we have seen, the Antichrist will undoubtedly have a computer to enslave the earth's population during the tribulation hour. Also, we discovered that he will effect and maintain this control through commerce, the buying and selling of products. In order to make his plan operable, the Antichrist will also introduce an international identification system in the form of the mark, possibly a laser tattoo, again in the Greek karagma, placed on the right hand or the forehead of every individual participant. Without this mark, no man will be permitted to purchase or sell even the smallest item of merchandise. And again, we're going to see some things going forward. Now, how will the mark of the beast come into use, and then how long will it be enforced? Now, how will it come into use? So what I'm going to give you a few scriptures here, and this is Revelation chapter 19. This is 19 verse 20. This is at the end of Armageddon. This is when God is going to judge Antichrist and false prophet. He's going to cast both of these men from the Armageddon theater of war into the lake of fire. These two men will go straight to the lake of fire in their spirit, soul, and flesh. But at this time, the Bible is going to give us a little clue as to how men will receive this mark. Verse 20 says, and the beast or Antichrist was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which, listen at this, he deceived them that received the mark of the beast and them that worshiped him. So people will literally be deceived into taking the mark of the beast, thinking that they're doing a good thing. It's going to be a major deception, a major spiritual deception upon mankind. The Apostle Paul also talked about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. He also talked about this supernatural deception. Verse 9 says, even him, talking about Antichrist, whose coming is after the workings of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Here's a scary verse, verse 11. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. Why? He said that they might all be saved who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The scripture tells us here that there are going to be some people, God has been trying to reach them, but because they have rejected the truth and rejected the truth and rejected the truth, when they cross over into the tribulation window, God's going to allow them to receive a spirit of delusion. It's going to be a supernatural delusion. Now, it doesn't mean that if you heard the gospel today and then tomorrow the tribulation happened that you won't be saved. That's not what it's saying. But it's saying that some who have heard the gospel and heard the gospel, but they kept pushing it off and they didn't respond to God, then God's going to let them have what they want. He will allow them to receive a spirit of delusion that they might be damned. The Bible says, because they receive not the love of the truth. You know, I love the truth, as I shared in my other session. No matter if it cuts, if it cuts my heart, truth is truth, and I always want to side with truth. If God's going to challenge me, I want him to challenge me, and by God's grace, I want to yield to the challenge. Some people don't like truth, and here, these people, they had pleasure in unrighteousness. But again, many people will be deceived into receiving the mark. Dr. Dave Reagan, in his book called Wrath and Glory, said this: politically, the false prophet is the one responsible for administering the Antichrist's enforcement system. It is based on the requirement for all of mankind to take the name or the number of the beast, which is 666. No man can buy, no man can sell without the mark of the beast on their right hand or their forehead. And since no faithful Christian, I want to pause for a second here, the faithful Christians he's talking about here, these are people who are born again during the time of tribulation. If you're born again now at the time of the rapture, you are gone. Whether you believe in pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, pre-wrath, whatever, you'll find out that pre-trib was right, and then you will be caught up. But anybody who's not saved at that time, they will be left behind. And he's referring to those. He said, so, and since no faithful Christian or observant Jew will take the mark, at this point, all Christians and Jews will become outlaws. They will have to hide out in the countryside and live off the land. They will be hunted down like animals, and most of them will be killed, not all, but most. It will be a horrible period of unparalleled persecution of believers in the true God. Now, what people don't understand is that the Great Tribulation is a different dispensation. A dispensation means it's a different period of time. It's God's wrath. It's God's judgment that is coming into the earth. Again, as I shared before, that the main purpose of tribulation is that it's going to cause the nation of Israel to come to a saving knowledge of Messiah. But God's going to take them and the world through this season. And again, it's going to be unlike any other time in world history. Now, how long will the mark of the beast be in use? And this is a good thing to understand. People think that the mark of the beast will last the full 7 years. I have a little different view on that based on scripture. The mark of the beast will be used, listen at this, for 3.5 years, starting at the midpoint of the Great Tribulation. So the mark of the beast will only have a 3.5 year window of influence during the time of tribulation. The way we know that is because the Antichrist, he brings in the mark of the beast, or he ties to the system at the midpoint of the tribulation. At the midpoint, this is when he desecrates the Jewish altars. This is when he's fully demon-possessed and powered by Satan. At this point, the Bible says in chapter 12 that Satan is cast to the earth. He's no longer allowed to go to and fro before God. And what's going to happen? The Bible says Satan is coming down with great anger because he knows that he has but a short time. So at this point is when Satan empowers Antichrist, and this is when Antichrist institutes the mark of the beast. So I do believe that it only have a 3.5-year window during the time of great tribulation. So we're in the church age. You don't have to worry about it. You don't worry about the 666. Now, who will receive this mark and why? The Bible tells us who's going to receive this mark. Very simple here, but look at the scripture. Revelation 13, 16 says, and that he causeth all. So all of humanity will be required to take the mark. Now, everybody won't take it, but all will be required, both small and great. So you got small, those of no significance. You have the great, those of great renown, captains, leaders of industry, rich men. I mean, just great people, rich and poor, free and bond, free people, prisoners, all will be required to receive the mark of the beast in their right hand or forehead. Again, it's going to be a different world. And again, what's so amazing is what we are witnessing today, how technology is moving us fast toward this cashless system where men will be tracked. And again, we're going to see that going forward. Verse 17 says, and that no man might buy or sell, but he that have, and I like the King James Version here, that he may receive the mark. I believe the mark could be whatever Antichrist's logo is or whatever his emblem is, the name, whatever Antichrist's name is, and also the number. So I believe there'd be three things that he could institute. And also equal to taking the mark is to worship. Those who worship the Antichrist is just like taking the mark of the beast. They would be damned as well as those who actually take the mark of the beast. All men will be required to take it. Now, all won't. Many people would die during that time. Many Christians would die. The scripture says in Daniel that the Antichrist will wear out the saints. Revelation 13 says the Antichrist will wear out the saints. These are people that are born again during the time of tribulation. They're under a different dispensation, a different set of rules, and it may require their life. They're going to have to receive Christ, and then they may die for their faith. Now, the conditioning of today's society to receive the mark of the beast. Now, again, I've been teaching a while now, and again, I've been tracking a lot of stuff. And what I'm going to do here, I'm going to bring different periodicals, different magazine covers. I've been tracking all these things from the 90s, okay? And what I'm going to show, I'm just going to show you some magazine covers, just showing you how the culture is being desensitized to receive a mark in the forehead. Now, look at this. I'm going to show you some amazing things. Now, this was way back in the early 90s. This was on one of the trade magazines. It says, look who's behind our barcodes, standard registry. This is one of their commercial ads. But what hit me way back in the 90s was they placed a barcode in the forehead. Now, I'm going to take you back even further. This is Senior Scholastic Magazine. This is from 1973. And if you can see here, each different kids from different ethnic backgrounds, every one of the kids has a barcode has a number in their forehead. And it says, who is watching you? This is from 1973. Look at this one. Feel like a number, a barcode in the top of his big old bald head. Look at this one. Their number 604-237-7737. Our records show, and this deal with them tracking your medical history and your records. But look where they put the barcode in the forehead. As the culture sees this, they become desensitized. Look at this cute little baby boy. The real cost of raising kids, but the barcode is in the forehead. Look at this one. This is called the Gold Rush, dealing with the genome. Here they put a big old mark right in the forehead, talking about how they want to, again, track your DNA and different aspects of that. But you keep seeing these periodicals, and it's amazing. All of them want to put it in the forehead. Look at this one. This is Rolling Stone magazine. This is an amazing one. He has on one of those sweater caps. But here, right in the front of the forehead, is barcodes in the forehead. The culture sees it. And again, they become desensitized. Look at this one. This was in another computer trade magazine. It showed a man's face, a man's head, but his face was lifted off of his head. And underneath his forehead were barcodes. Again, just desensitizing the culture. Look at this one. Now, this is an amazing one. Who's got your number? another magazine. This is Interactive Week, a computer magazine. Who's got your number? Microsoft Sun wants to own the digital you. And if this is a barcode, and if I can make it a little clearer, each one of these barcodes looks like an individual person. But it says, who's got your number? They want to own the digital you. Believe it or not, Saints, everyone here has what's called a digital dossier on you. They track you. You know, Google know more about you than you know about you. Google know all of your shopping habits. They know your wants, your desires. They know everything about you. How many here have a cell phone? Okay. Too late. They know everything about you. You know, people, it's amazing. People try to get off the grid. I'm getting off the grid. They try to disconnect, and they go out in the deep, deep desert. And guess what? They watch you go into the deep, deep desert. You cannot hide. I mean, they know you. I've said many times, I know they're tracking me as a Bible prophecy teacher. I don't mind them tracking me. You know why? They track me, I'm going to lead them right to Jesus. Just track me. I'm going to take you right to. Sometime in my home, I just started talking to my technology. I said, I know you boys listening. Well, since you guys are listening, I'm going to preach the gospel to you. And I start preaching the gospel. I do. Sometimes I get calls. Every week I get a call, and they just hold the phone. They just hold my phone. They don't say nothing. I say, hello and welcome. You know, I talk to them. And I say, okay, since you're holding my phone, Jesus Christ will come back soon. I hope you're ready. And click, click, click. They hang up. I take advantage of it, Saints. I mean, and then if I get these spam calls, they call me. Boy, those ones, I really preach the gospel to them. You want to get them off the phone, start preaching the gospel. Click, they hang up on you. Well, look at this next one here. This is National Geographic's here. This is, again, chips is in the right hand. But I'm just showing you the culture is being desensitized, and they don't even realize. Now, look at this one. This one here is so amazing because my wife and I, we used to go to a lot of garage sales. And I went to a garage sale, and this was in Psychology Today magazine. Now, I don't subscribe to Psychology magazine. Just so happened, I picked the magazine up, and I picked it up at the right place because it opened to this article. I'm going to quote something in a little bit from this article. But what amazed me, you have these ladies shopping in the grocery store. Every one of them have a barcode. And, you know, I would have paid $50 for this magazine, but I played it cool. I said, how much for the magazine? She said, $50. I said, here you go. This article was in the early 90s. I'm going to read some things about this article. It's amazing. Psychology Today was talking about the culture is being desensitized and don't even realize.
We've been listening to a presentation Donald Perkins gave at our 2023 Columbus, Ohio Prophecy Conference. The entire presentation is available on both DVD and as an audio CD. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. Did you know that Watchmen on the Wall is listener-funded? This program you're listening to is here because of you. Your prayers and financial support allow us to bring topics and information that few will discuss. So thank you. Thank you for your prayers and continued financial support. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. So head into the weekend, my friends, with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for 91 years by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.